The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. We will get back to the basketball discussion in the Monster Moment coming up with Mike Porter in the next segment. We will dig deeper into the commitment of Will Johnson in the recruiting roundup. But in this segment, real quick, wanted to touch on the grad transfer, the quarterback commit. It was a no doubter when Joe Milton entered the transfer portal, before even digging into it, I could answer for people, hey, is Michigan going to be looking around the portal? Absolutely, they're going to be looking into the portal. Absolutely. You know, the limited experience that they have with, Cade McNamara being the only one to have taken snaps. Of course, you got J.J. McCarthy in there early. But if you can get anything in the way of experience in the portal, you got to be active. You can't go into the season if you can help it with one quarterback with game snaps. And so they were able to fix that problem. And his name is Alan Bowman. Alan Bowman is a transfer from Texas Tech, a young man who in high school, and I want to credit our Zach Shaw for pointing out, he said, you know, Cliff Kingsbury has an eye for quarterback talent. And this was a guy that Cliff Kingsbury identified as, a future quarterback for Texas Tech, the same guy who, by the way, and he pointed out, grabbed three-star talents. There are a few of them out there that he had. One, he had a guy named Baker Mayfield for a second there, Mr. Weintraub. I don't know if you knew that. I know you knew that, Ira. but Baker Mayfield, there was a guy named Davis Webb, who most folks might know more from Cal. And, oh, there's this other guy, Pat Mahomes. So Cliff Kingsbury, if he sees something, if he finds a gunslinger, he tends to know what a gunslinger looks like. And this kid was a gunslinger in high school to the tune of nearly 10,000 career passing yards in high school, 107 touchdowns and 23 interceptions. For his career at Texas Tech, 5,260 yards, 33 touchdowns in 19 games, 16 starts over the course of his career. And a guy who, were it not for injuries, maybe the trajectory of his career would have been different, right? Because, here is a guy who jumps into the fray a few years ago and he takes a hit in a game against West Virginia, and the hit, Ira, it fractured his rib and collapsed his lung. All right. So he comes back from a fractured rib and a punctured lung less than a month later. And in the first half of that game against Oklahoma, he scrambles and takes a hit that recollapses the lung, Ira. At that time, he was out for the season. So he comes back the next year at Texas Tech, won the starting job, even though they had changed coaches, and was, again, set to be the guy. But in the third game, he fractured his collarbone. He came back last year, of course, in his he redshirted the rest of that year. He came back last year. I tweeted out his stats yesterday, and for an abbreviated season, one where he dealt with injuries again, he put up some, the guy put up some good numbers. 1,600 yards, 10 touchdowns, 64.7% completion percentage, works out at 150 out of 232 passes. So a guy who can wing it, but a guy who has seen his fair share of, you know, the trainer's table, the hospital room. That has been the issue. And as Zach pointed out, you know, you talk to, you read or you talk to, you hear from Texas Tech people, and, you know, they go back to, you know, that initial rib. I mean, from the rib, the punctured lung, the broken collarbone, you know, the feeling for them is, or among them is, he just wasn't the same. I think the guy is looking for change of scenery, new opportunity. And some people ask, why would he do this? Because while there is talent here, make no mistake, there is a dearth, there's a paucity of experience. And if you are a guy who brings a lot of it to the table, you know you can wing it. And it's an opportunity at a program whose profile is greater. I mean, that's who you were trying to appeal to. I remember we had this discussion, like, who are you going to get when you got a guy in Cade who knows the system, who has that advantage? You got a guy in JJ McCarthy who's coming in with all the hype. Who's going to, in a transfer capacity, want to come to Michigan? It's that guy who has a wealth of experience, and who sees that as maybe the separator and has a lot of confidence based on his track record. And this guy, at every step has been an absolute gunslinger. So, you know, he clearly sees an opportunity here, came on a visit and was clearly was just saw everything he needed to see. So, Michigan added some quarterback depth and, competing for this, look, it's not like he's a nothing in the competition. I mean, he's going to have every opportunity to win the job. Now, can he bridge the, you know, the knowledge of the playbook gap with Cade? Time will tell. But they have definitely added a much needed piece to the quarterback puzzle. You could not afford to go into the season with a quarterback picture that they had if you could help it. And they could help it. So there you go. But we need to get to a break. When we come back on the other side, we will be joined by Mike Porter for the monster moment of the game. Looking back, Michigan's victory over the Indiana Hoosiers. They prevailed 73-57 down in Bloomington. We'll get to that on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket.